So is this still on for Western and for Macomb, the Police Training Institute?
That question has yet to be answered. We're currently evaluating the opportunity, and I'll give you kind of the current status of the situation. Okay. The board in September of 2011, the board being the Illinois Law Enforcement Training and Standards Board, voted to approve a board-certified residential academy on our Macomb campus here at WIU. But the understanding was that we would be doing that to relieve the pressure of PTI closing and needing another facility in which to train our new law enforcement officers in the state. So certainly the change that has occurred now, that the board has decided to re-engage University of Illinois and, you know, potentially keep PTI open, certainly changes our evaluation of the opportunity to establish a new academy. There are already a number of academies around the state that train law enforcement officers in the basic law enforcement curriculum. We would just be an additional one. And if PTI remains open, we really need to take a look, as stewards of financial resources of the state of Illinois, we really need to take a look at whether or not current hiring numbers around the state and the current fiscal and economic situation in the state of Illinois warrants setting up yet another academy in addition to PTI. So that's really the question we're trying to answer.
There's nothing special about this one in Champaign. It's not different than others. There are others around the state that are just like it.
Well, the PTI is the only one that is currently provided for by law. In 1955, legislation was passed to establish the Police Training Institute at the University of Illinois. The other academies around the state are vendor academies, so they're board certified. They offer board certified courses, and a law enforcement agency could send their new officers to any one of them. And the board simply reimburses the municipality or law enforcement agency for their tuition. So PTI is no different in that regard. They're considered a vendor academy. They are managed and controlled currently by the University of Illinois. I think with this latest vote that happened in Schaumburg last week, the board would hope to move into a closer relationship with the University of Illinois, whereby the board would have more management and control over that particular academy. As was promised to us, if we were to establish our own academy, it would actually be a board-run academy. Here, we would hire staff in Macomb to oversee the academy, but certainly the board would have a lot of input as to the curriculum and the projects that we undertake and the way that the academy is operated.
Are you concerned at all that perhaps Western is being used as a bargaining chip so the board can get what it wants from the U of I?
I have not had that feeling as we've contemplated this opportunity. That has not been my take on it. I think that there's just been a lot of political influence, you know, and a lot of interest from legislators to keep the training institute that's already in existence open in Champaign. So I don't feel like there was any foul play, you know, with regard to using us in any way, shape, or form. We were approached about 2 years ago as sort of a backup plan. If PTI were to close, we would definitely need a place to, you know, take on the new law enforcement officers who needed to be trained. By law, they have to be trained within 6 months of hire. So if we had an academy closed, then someone would have to pick up that slack. And they approached Western as a good alternative, because certainly we are a law enforcement friendly community, and we are nationally known for our Law Enforcement and Justice Administration academic program. So it made good sense to partner with us in this area. But No, I certainly didn't feel like we were being used. I think we were just approached as a backup plan to PTI.
One of the concerns for the U of I is the cost. It's $600,000, I understand, for them to, I guess, contribute to it. Would the cost be similar for Western, and would that be affordable?
Well, to be honest with you, we've been negotiating an intergovernmental agreement with the Law Enforcement Training and Standards Board for the last couple of months, and funding is the number one sticking point. You know, the University of Illinois did infuse a lot of cash into this operation, which is what led them to the study in the first place that was determining whether or not they would keep PTI open. And we at Western have been very clear from the very first day they approached us that we would not be able to infuse large sums of cash into an academy, and that the board would have to help fund it, at least to cover our fixed costs and, you know, to cover the staffing needs and things like that. So that has been one of the challenges. The board was fearing that they would be receiving significant budget cuts this year, just as everyone else has been facing, and coincidentally, they were able to negotiate a 0% budget decrease, so they will be getting their full budget for FY13. And we at Western are facing a 6.1% decrease in our budget. So the funding remains the number one sticking point and negotiating concern, because and certainly, you know, that is the number one factor in our evaluating whether or not we can afford to open such an academy.
How far along has Western gotten in the planning process? I mean, have you looked at locations for this, how much it would cost if you need to build some sort of structure for it?
Yeah, actually, University Housing and Dining Services has been a great partner with us in this process. They agreed and have taken offline one of our residential facilities on campus to make it exclusively available for an academy. So after our own students moved out of what's currently the International House in May, that was to be left for us to use for the academy. That was an exclusive facility, and then classes would be held in the first level of that particular building. Long term, though, we wanted to do some strategic planning and look for opportunities for a larger facility, because we know that as hiring increases around the state, when hopefully the economy improves and hiring increases, then we would have more demand for our classes. And so we would love to have a larger facility with dedicated classroom space and new technology, with some simulation, classrooms and things. So, you know, we have some great ideas about how we could make it a premier academy here at Western. But again, that all takes money. And right now, these are some of the toughest economic times we've seen in our state. So it's a very challenging decision to make.
Just so I'm clear, the International House is closed. That will no longer be open to international students, or?
Well, if the decision is made not to move forward with an academy at Western, then certainly that building will be turned back over to University Housing and Dining Services to use however they need it for mm-hmm. their own residents. But at this point, when we thought we were moving forward, you know, very quickly with an academy, it was going to be used for the academy. But that decision will be made very soon.
Yeah. So are we sort of in a wait and see mode right now as far as whether this training institute comes to Macomb?
That's fair to say at this point, yes. Honestly, the senior administration here at Western is meeting to discuss the opportunity. We still do have the approval from the Training and Standards Board for board-certified courses and to offer a residential academy here at Western. So that decision was not rescinded, but in light of what has happened with PTI, we have to make the decision as to whether or not we believe it makes sense to open an additional academy as opposed to an academy that would be replacing PTI. So that decision should be happening in the next few days, and then we'll communicate with the board whatever that decision is.